6.5 years. That's the sentence passed down to loyalist killer Gary Hegarty yesterday. Because of time served, Hegarty could be free in a matter of weeks. That's been met by disbelief and anger by families of the victims of the loyalist paramilitary who was a paid police informer and then turned supergrass. Speaking outside court yesterday, Kieran Fox, whose father Eamon was murdered by Hegarty in 1994, had this to say.
He could have been sentenced 23 years ago when my father and Gary were both murdered. Got it. Absolutely got it. What is justice in this country? It's just designed to look after the criminal. It's... How can a man convicted of that many crimes be set free into society? The man's a serial killer. He was a paid state informant. He was allowed to kill at will.
We can speak to Kieran now. Kieran, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
How did he kill your dad? Let's actually personalise this. What did he do?
He wasn't actually the actual gunman in our murder.
Yeah, but what role did he play?
He basically set the whole thing up. He knew, as far as we know, he has admitted to telling his handlers that my father and Gary Conway were both going to be murdered. He didn't name them as such. He just said two men on the site were going to be shot dead as they worked in a building site on Tigers Bay on the North Queenscliff. And he'll supply the gun to the gunman, walk him to the scene of the crime where the shooting will take place, shook his hand and told him good luck. While he sat, when he riddled the car with bullets, with men sitting in it.
And when you heard what his role was and the sentence he'd been given?
The sentence just doesn't fit the crime. I understand the Stockway Agreement. We knew he was going to get a heavily reduced sentence. We accepted that part. But we were under the impression that his information would lead to police handlers and other loyalists being put in the dock. That is not the case. There's one more, I think this evidence is being used in our own murder case against one more individual.
Yeah, and we shouldn't go into that case. Let's let due process continue in that case. What, you know, I said at the top of this programme this morning, Kieran, outrage. Of course, what is important here is your feeling.
Just utter devastation. It's just how a man that admits to five murders. The judge said himself he showed no remorse for his crimes. He was in it for self-gain. Basically, my feeling is that Gary Hegarty has been rewarded. Rewarded for the most serious of crimes he's committed, but also he's been rewarded to keep quiet because his information can expose a lot, and special branch don't want Gary Hegarty talking. That's my feeling on it.
Mr. Justice Colton said in court that this was not a case where Hegarty had, quote, a road to Damascus conversion. Justice Colton said the following. He said, he is not someone who wishes to atone for his crimes. His motivation is undoubtedly one of self-interest and pragmatism. Notwithstanding this, there is a well-established public interest in discounting sentences in these circumstances. So, that first sentence, he doesn't atone for his crimes.
He showed no remorse whatsoever. He never showed any emotion through the whole, from start to finish of his trial. He just has that look of a serial killer. I don't understand it, how he can be freed back into society.
You know, I do think it is fair for me to say the following, that while Mr. Justice Colton says that there is a well-established public interest in discounting sentences, could there not be a public interest in not discounting the sentence?
Could
there not be a public interest in changing the rules so that when someone shows no remorse, when someone does not show atonement for their crimes, that they do not get a discount? On behalf of the victims, I guess, I'm asking that question.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, it's, I don't know, there's no legislation in place for that, but I just think the whole Stockbar thing is just set up for basically to look after the criminal. Like these are the most serious and horrific crimes. 202 charges, I think he was charged with 301 more to be brought into consideration. That's over 500 charges. Some of these, I've said before, these are serious charges, serious crimes, and this guy is going to be released back to the public to live beside some unsuspecting family somewhere who don't know his background. To me, that's a concern.
35-year jail term was reduced by 75% for the assistance he gave to prosecutors, and then a further 25% for his guilty plea. The evidence that he has given, it's not going to lead to many prosecutions, is it?
It's not, no. As I said, there's one prosecution, potentially one prosecution coming from it.
But one case.
The Stockwell agreement, one that we were led to believe, was his evidence that he provided would lead to police handlers and other loyalists putting the dock. That's not going to be the case. The PPS have threw that out, saying that his evidence is not credible. There's no corroborating evidence. But getting all his evidence is enough to convict himself. So if it's deemed enough, if he can incriminate himself, why is it not deemed that what he's saying is the truth? It's evidently that possible that everybody knows the crimes he committed. There was 2 and 3 gunmen at the time committing some of these murders. He didn't do it by himself. Eyewitness accounts have said that there's more than one gunman. So why would he just randomly pick names if there wasn't actually the perpetrators of the crimes who assisted him in the murders of Sean McParland, for one?
Can you remember when you heard the news of your father dying?
Yeah, it's clear as day. It's like yesterday. Yeah, even though it's almost 24 years ago. I was sitting in a friend's house when the guy come to pick up one kid. He just come in and he said, what's all the commotion down the front? We live in a wee cul-de-sac housing estate. We looked out and seen a few police cars, and not knowing, he says, I'll go down and have a look. Went down, went to the front door, seen a policeman standing at my front door, and I went to the door, and my next door neighbour was standing. She says, oh, Kieran. I was going, oh, what? She says, it's your dad. And he says, yep, what's wrong? He says, he's dead. He goes, what do you mean he's dead? He says, he was murdered, he's been shot. I was going, no, he can't be.
What's it like growing up without a dad in those circumstances? Dad that hasn't died from natural causes, a dad who's been taken away from you because of brutality. What is it like having that in your head, that your dad's been stolen from you because of brutal sectarian?
If my father had been involved in things and was carrying out what Gary Haggerty was carrying out, you sort of put your hands up. Not that he ever did. My father was just a family man. He loved the pint at the weekend. His love for Gaelic football. That was it. His only crime was he was a Catholic. That was the only crime he had, him and Gary. We were just 2 Catholics in a Protestant area. And for Gary Haggerty and them to take him out, to say that being a Catholic is enough to be murdered, and then be rewarded by a 6.5-year sentence, of which he served 3 years and is now free to go. The punishment doesn't fit the crimes.
And that makes it hurt even more.
It does. So next, now we have the fact, now we know that Gary Haggerty is walking free. These handlers won't face any justice whatsoever. Because to me, the handlers are as guilty as the guy that pulled the trigger and shot my dad and Gary. They knew it was going to happen and let it happen to protect Gary Haggerty so he wouldn't be exposed as a tout. Why reward the criminals?
What do you believe this says about society, what the state is prepared to do?
It's because it goes so high. It's just cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. They tell us to move on, get on with it. I would love to move on. They're saying the next generation of children don't need any of this. I agree with the Good Friday Agreement. I knew prisoners were going to be released early. I agree with all of that. But for this, I just think that the Stockwell Agreement needs looked at. I'm a man who openly admitted 5 murders and assisting in many other murders and serious crimes. is allowed to walk free. It's the beggar's belief. Any other jurisdiction on these islands, that man would be locked up and the key threw away. He wouldn't see daylight. But over here, he gets rewarded. A new life, a new identity, a taxpayer's expense. As I said before, the crime doesn't, the sentence doesn't fit the crime.
And of the Supergrass system in itself?
Like I said, it's, we knew Hegarty was going to get a massively reduced sentence, but on the conditions that he put handlers, police handlers and other loyalists in the dock, that is not the case. So I think his lenient sentence had been revoked. Maybe he should have got a 25% reduction instead of 75. The fact you're sitting in court, you hear all the figures being threw about, 35 years for this case, or for this charge, 22 years for this charge. At one stage, that is up to 176 years. And the judge comes back and says, all to run concurrently. It's automatically brought you back to 35 years maximum sentence. Then you, when you hear the 75% discount for becoming a member of the SACWA agreement, and 25 years for something else, you're sitting doing the sum in your head and going, this guy's going to walk. It's beggar's belief, Steve.
If you
beggar's
could look belief. Him in the eye, what would you say to him?
Honestly, I don't know. There's that many things running through my head. It's, I honestly don't know what I would say to him.
Stay there for me, if you can, Kieran.
Yep,
the former MLA, David McNary, joining us this morning. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Steve.
This is, with all due respect to Kieran, and clearly what has happened to him is devastating. But there is a, there's a bigger question today, isn't there? And that is this really worth it? The information you get from these super grasses, is that really worth it compared to the compromising justice, compromising the feeling? You know, when a murderer's sentence is reduced by 75% and then another 25%, is that really worth it?
It's a tough one, Stephen. It is a massive public interest issue, and I can really only talk about the principle of with you of using supergrasses. When you hear the voices and the hurt in those voices, such as Kieran's, and you see the faces on camera yesterday of the families reliving their personal horrors, you got to feel them, and I did. Their anger and their resentment at court decisions is very, very understandable, and they have the right to object to the sentence when they feel it's too lenient. We're delving into, with this case also, the public perception on the dirty war, which has left a very dirty scar on society. This supergrass we're talking about has admitted to 200 crimes, including 23 conspiracy to murder charges and 5 murders. The police, I believe, knew he was guilty, but I don't think that anybody could compile a case that would stack up in court sufficiently. But what has happened with this, and this is where I feel there has been an element of closure, is that he has admitted to all these crimes. He's admitted to 200 crimes and 5 murder charges. Had he not been a supergrass, and this is where we come into the murky bit, he wouldn't have admitted to those. That his deal was, I'm going to admit to them.
Yeah, his deal, and the judge made it clear, he has shown no atonement for his crimes.
Well,
and his deal is out of self-interest. And as a society, we watch this man walk after a few years in prison.
Well, the problem that we have, Stephen, and there's a historical context to it as well, that those turning evidence and effectively squealing on their mates, they tend to be pathological liars. And smart lawyers, coupled to poor evidence and contradictions in the past, have led to collapse of cases.
So, David, if they tend to be super pathological liars, then why do you continue to support Supergrass?
Well, the fact about it is that's the characters that we're dealing with. Quite honestly, Stephen, I've yet to meet a criminal who's not a pathological liar, no matter what his crime is or her crime is. The reason that I'm supporting, that I can see the use of Supergrass is to bring closure. It brings closure to this litany of crimes that were admitted, and it's whether society accepts that is closure or not. I think it raises a bigger question, and I know you've been asking big questions, but as a result of this case, are the files for the crimes for all those crimes, are they now wiped out of investigation by the police or the prosecution service? We know that so far only one person is to stand trial as a result of this Supergrass case. But does that take us into this other world? And I know Kieran's listening, and I draw no comparisons, Kieran, to your situation. Or to your hurt and to your exasperation. I understand all that. But does that bring us into some kind of comparison that a Supergrass doing all this is really not much different from the special letters sent out to the on-the-rums with get-out-of-jail credits on them?
Kieran?
David, can I just come in there? Sorry, Stephen. The on-the-run letters have nothing to do with this case. They're completely separate issues.
I understand that, Kieran. I'm only drawing a comparison.
How can you compare my father's murder, Ped? When he was murdered by a paid state informant, to a guy who gets an on-the-run letter. And if you read the on-the-run letter, you're a politician, you should know what they mean. They were given out on the condition that if any other evidence comes up, these guys can be rearrested. This is completely different to what happened in my case, when my father was an innocent man murdered by a paid state informant. I think the paid state informant bit is thicker than you, David. You just don't realise. He's never admitted that collusion was a problem that had occurred.
Well, don't be putting me in the dock here, and I'm actually having a conversation with you, and I think it is in the public interest.
Unionist politicians across the board have denied collusion ever took place.
Well, I'm not going in. That's another argument and a separate argument. And quite honestly, you know, where it sits with the Supergrass is that you're correct. An informant is basically a tout. He gets paid by the police and results. And when the Supergrass, you know, who is an informer, he's sentenced for hundreds of crimes, let alone murder. I've got to ask the question, and I think the public will be asking the question. You maybe don't like it, but it would be good to know if the police would tell us that the payments paid out to touts, etc., prevented other crimes and prevented the loss of life. Sadly, not in your case and not in the families relating to this Supergrass. But the police should say more about putting a value, if there paying for information.
What Mr. Justice Colton did refer to within this case was material provided by the defendant when he was operating as a Supergrass, which allowed the police to have prior knowledge of approximately 44 potential incidents and mitigate the threat in respect of at least 34 individuals. Hegarty also provided material which enabled the police to conduct searches, which resulted in arrests and recovery of firearms and explosive devices.
It's absolutely hell for we as a society, and as Kieran said, you know, he's been asked to move on, etc. We're all trying to move on. It's absolutely hell that is the world in which operated not so many years ago when we were all younger. That 44 murders were prevented seems to me to be a good thing. I'm not particularly happy that some other criminal, some murderer, some admitted murderer now got money for this. But the fact about it is that's that dirty war. That's this world that we operated in.
But when we say this dirty war, it's nearly too easy to say, isn't it? Because it's a familiar phrase. And Kieran, This is disgusting what I'm about to say, okay? It's abhorrent. But at the end of the day, clearly the view that was taken here is that your father's death was what? I don't know. You use the words. I was nearly going to say collateral damage in order to save more lives.
Oh, no.
But actually, David, you know, we talk about a dirty word. That's what happened. That's what's happening here.
Well, the fact that...
You know, a few deaths are okay because they'll save more lives. And it's Kieran's father. So it's not a number and it's not a phrase. It's Kieran's father.
But where we're at is in that dirty war situation that I'm talking about, we let such a person as this Supergrass, we actually let him almost decide what he was going to inform on.
And now, you know, if someone committed a financial crime, if someone stole money, they would get more time in jail than this man.
I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is, society today now are aware of who was behind 200 crimes, 23 charges of conspiracy.
What about the police handlers? What about those police handlers who were involved in this? Kieran wants answers around that.
Look.
Where's the accountability here?
I know that Kieran has said about unionist politicians and collusion, etc. And I'm not going to walk down that avenue. But
what is your view, David? Do you accept collusion now was happening? It happened.
Well, throughout
your own part, I'm asking you not as a politician.
Throughout the dirty war, Kieran, we had and we still have today. Now we've come out of it. Courageous police officers carrying out very, very exceptional and onerous journeys, our duties. And when they break the law, they are subject, like everybody else, to the consequences. But
not if they're not brought to court, they're not.
I'm unable to accept that police officers, past and present, should be pilloried or find that their integrity is questioned because of a few who have turned rotten apples.
It's not the question David asked. He simply asked you, do you believe there was collusion?
I have no evidence to point to me to say there was collusion. And
Gary Haggerty has admitted it in a courtroom that he had police handlers were directing him. He was telling, basically, well, they weren't directing him, he was directing them.
But yesterday, Kieran, the judge said that the former officers that you're referring to wouldn't be prosecuted. Now, that I understand is a decision open to challenge, and we maybe shouldn't be straying onto it, Stephen, because there may be a challenge, there may be a further court ruling on this. But that's what the judge said. He has ruled that the officers would not be prosecuted. Now, that is a justice of the law saying that's the situation. He doesn't have the evidence.
Let me see what some of our callers are saying this morning. Kieran in Belfast. Morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Stephen. No, my heart goes out there, fella Kieran. I just think this is a total joke. Like it's laughable. How in the hell can you only get 6.5 years for over 200 convictions? And not only that, after these 6 years, what is the cost going to be to protect that man when he gets out? He gets a new identity, he gets new everything. What is the cost going to be to look after him? Because obviously they're going to have to keep close eyes on him in case he does something else. Who's to say that he's not going to do something else?
Well, if he's showing no remorse and he has shown no atonement for his crimes, what type of brain or personality has he got?
He's an animal. That's what he is. He's an animal. He should be put down. That's my own personal opinion.
Now, hold on a moment. We abide by the law in this country.
We abide
by the law at all times in this country, and he should certainly not. If you're suggesting by put down, he should be attacked in any way, you know, I cannot tolerate that on this program.
I meant that if this was in America or something, he would get the death penalty. for over 200 convictions in certain bits of America. If he was in one of them bits, that's what he would get straight away. There wouldn't be no life sentence. Ian, he'd get the death penalty.
Stay there, Kieran. Ian in Belfast wants to speak to Kieran Fox. Morning to you, Ian. Go ahead.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, Kieran. How are you? I would just like to ask you a question, mate. Did you vote for the Good Friday Agreement?
I did, yes.
Yeah, well, I didn't, and I'm feeling really good about it. But anybody that voted for it shouldn't feel good, because that's what you voted for.
Yes, but like I said, I was...
Well, of course, this wasn't the terms of the Good Friday Agreement under which he was released.
No, but if you voted for the Good Friday Agreement, you let people out of jail who had committed mass murder.
But he got out of jail. His sentence has been discounted by these huge percentages because of his role as an informer.
Yes, but if he had been in jail at the time of the Good Friday and committed all them crimes, he'd have been let out free and there wouldn't be all this hullabaloo, because if you voted for the Good Friday Agreement, you agreed with that. But it's hypocrisy, because if you agreed with it then, you have to agree with it now. And the only people can wring their hands in glee is the people who voted against the Good Friday Agreement, which is the biggest joke there ever was.
Ian, is it Ian?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, Kieran.
Sorry, the reason I voted for the Good Friday Agreement was I had a young family. I seen the hurt and pain. There was no alternative. To me, I didn't want my kids growing up in a society where the possibility of me going out doing a day's work, I'm coming back dead. Coming back to my house in a box.
I understand that, Kieran, but
there was no alternative then.
No, but the thing is, that's maybe true in what you were thinking, but the thing is, the policy that was going then was going now. They're using informers then, use them now, and, if Jeffrey Downs is the case, in fact, he would have been dead by now if it hadn't been the use of informers. That's just the way it is.
But when you say that's just the way it is,
remember
that you're speaking to someone whose father was murdered.
Yes, but I'm talking about the law here. I mean, do you not know the law here? The law says if you're a supergrass or an informer, whatever you want to call it, that's the rules.
But it doesn't mean that we can't question it. It doesn't mean that it necessarily shouldn't be changed.
Ian, can I just come back again there, Stephen?
Yeah, go on.
Ian, sorry, the Stockwell Agreement, we knew Guy Hegarty was going to get a massively reduced sentence. We knew that from the off.
Yeah.
But on the conditions that he brought special branch handlers and other loyalists to the dock, that is not the case. So why should he still get his full remission? That is where the pain and hurt lays. He's still being rolled. Basically, his information is useless. It's been deemed useless.
Let me bring in Raymond McCord Jr. Sure. Gary Hegarty claimed he informed his, senior. Gary Hegarty claimed he informed his special branch handler about two UVF murders before they were carried out, including the high profile killing of Raymond McCord Jr. Let's speak to his father, Raymond. Raymond, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
I wanted to give you a chance to articulate your views on this, Raymond.
Well, I sat in the court there yesterday with Kieran, and absolutely disgusting. And some of the callers are just don't grasp what Kieran and families are saying. And listen to Kieran, everyone must feel for him, and Joe and the other victims' families. But there was a lot came out in that court yesterday. But listen to the judge. It's terrible that the judge has to go along with an agreement that was signed up. One of the big points that Kieran's rightly making, and we all the families agree, would like to see the policemen in the dock, as handlers. We asked for a meeting with PPS, my solicitor, the week before it. They explained to us why the policemen won't be charged. But they haven't even bothered to reply after the case yesterday. My sister contacted them again, still no reply.
Well, we will also get in touch with them and ask them, why have they not replied to you? And we will ask them questions on your behalf.
Well,
to the Public Prosecution Service. They are public servants.
Yeah, yes. And that's great, Stephen. But what came out in the court yesterday, listened to Dave McNary saying about the police saving lives through information Gary Hegarty gave to them. Now, it came out in the court when we were sitting there yesterday about information Hegarty gave to his handlers on the planned murder of, I think, 7 or 8 people. Right, it could be more. And one of those people he gave information to was the judge said it. And the police have accepted this because this was used to get him get out of jail card free there. So he actually informed his handlers that my son was going to be murdered on two occasions. He rang them. It came out in court. And the police decided not to warn my son. The police pled God, his handlers, and that my son be murdered. So there's a key, one case alone, and many times it happened. Haggerty has admitted that young Raymond was going to be murdered, and the police decided to let the murder go ahead because they didn't warn him. They also came out in court yesterday that I myself had been targeted.
Obviously,
by
the police may have a different story to that, Raymond.
Yeah, no, but no, I understand that, Stephen, but the thing was...
A very different story they would have to that.
But you can't. We can't turn around and say, or the judges turn around and the police are accepting everything that Gary Haggerty said was gospel. The judge was saying the information he gave in. So have we arrived at the stage now that when it doesn't suit the police to say, no, we didn't do that? And I understand what you're saying.
That's
in relating this.
That's a key point that you're making, Raymond, David McNally, about, you know, everything that they said is gospel, because we have to know, are these crimes that Haggerty has admitted to, are they now wiped out? You know, we have all these historical inquiries, etc., and we need to know, have the police and the prosecutors now accepted that what Haggerty did say was gospel in reference to everything, and does that mean that there's total closure in that? That's where the system should work.
Okay.
That there is total closure,
okay.
Raymond.
Listen, we've got to leave it there. Raymond and Kieran and David, thank you very much, particularly to you, Raymond, and to you, Kieran, because I know you're talking about very, very personal stuff this morning. So thank you for coming on the programme today.